I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date, September 10th, 1952. And the title is The Daring of Digby Dean. Thanks again for being a member, and I hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hey, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Daring of Digby Dean. How often can you enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Pops? Well, the answer to that question is whenever you get hungry for a delicious snack, a snack that can be eaten out of a bowl with milk or cream, or right out of the box. Sugar Pops are good either way, and either way you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Better have Mom pick up a package next time she's in the store. Now, let's join Wild Bill and Jingles. Where the bad men of the Old West were the meanest and the gun smoke was the thickest, there you were sure to find two champions of law and order, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big faithful deputy Jingles. It was no different in the famous battle over the Muroc County seat when Wild Bill and Jingles backed up the daring of Digby Dean.
Go ahead, Digby, tell him.
Now, Bessie, you shouldn't be here. Woman's place is in the home, so you go on home.
I married you for better or worse, Digby Dean, and this is worse, so I'm staying. Go ahead, tell him.
Well, all right, Bessie. Now, listen to me, folks. We know that the people of Muroc County voted to have the county seat right here in Carterville.
And we have the records.
Yeah. And we have the records here in the county clerk's office. But last night, they disappeared.
King Granite. Tell them about King Granite, Digby.
And I'm betting that it was King Granite and his gun slicks from Dry Lake that come and stole those records last night.
Digby, it's King Granite.
Sure, it's me. And I don't want to hear my name kicked around by no weasel like you, Digby Dean.
You stole the county records, King Granite.
Stole them? Now, ma'am, I didn't steal them. They was rightfully the property of Dry Lake, and Dry Lake's my town. So my boys and I just come and got them, that's all. From now on, Dry Lake's the county seat of Muroc County.
You won't get away with this, Granite.
And who's going to stop me? You?
Yes, I will, one way or another. You wait and see.
You hear that, boys? This little three-toed's gonna try to stop me, King Granite. Well, you listen to me, Dean. And the rest of you Carterville coyotes get this, too. The first one here that sets foot in Dry Lake's gonna come there for just one thing. His own funeral. All right, boys, into the sack.
Looks like the place. place, Bill. Little white house with a picket fence. Ooh, ooh, Joker.
Ooh, Buckshot. Guess you're right, Jingle.
I wish I knew what we were walking into.
You know as much as I do, partner. The telegram said Carterville needs you. Come at once. Signed, Bessie Dean.
Yeah, but who's this Bessie?
Stop right where you are and state your business.
Hey, Bill.
Well, Jingles, how does it feel to look down the barrel of a rifle?
Oh, this is the first time I ever saw such a cute little old lady behind the rifle.
I don't take much to flattery, gentlemen, until I know who's doing the flattering.
I'm Bill Hickok, ma'am.
Why, Bill Hickok? Oh, me.
Yes, and I'm Jingles.
Then my prayers have been answered. You got my telegram.
Yes, ma'am.
But you got here too late.
Too late for what, ma'am?
Too late to stop Digby.
Who's Digby and what's he been doing?
Digby Dean's my husband, and he's gone to Dry Lake to steal the records out of the courthouse there and bring them back to Carterville where they belong.
So that's the trouble here.
Yes. King Granite and his ruffians are trying to get the county seat away from Carterville and set it up in Dry Lake. They stole the records last night.
And Mr. Dean's gone to get them back?
Yes.
Did he go alone?
Yes. He took the wagon. It's a red buckboard and a roan mare's pulling it. And King Granite's threatened to shoot anybody that comes to Dry Lake, especially Digby.
Oh, the poor man.
Now, don't you go worrying, Miss Dean. We'll go after him.
Now, Bill, let's not be too hasty about this.
Too hasty? Why, you big sack of meal. You mean you'd hesitate when my Digby baby walking right down a gun barrel?
Oh, now, ma'am, I didn't mean that.
Well, I should think not. If you're afraid, then I'll go with Wild Bill myself with the very idea.
Oh, me. Now, come on, Bill. I'd rather face a whole army of gun slicks than one little bandy hen with her feathers ruffled. Get me out of here!
Know what happened to me the other day? Well, sir, I reached into my box of Kellogg's Sugar Pops, and instead of coming up with a handful of those delicious golden brown sweet pops of corn, I got nothing except a handful of air. Yep, I forgot I'd finished off that box the night before. Lucky for me, though, I had another full box of Kellogg's Sugar Pops on the shelf. But it sure taught me to always remember to keep an extra box on hand so I never run out. When Mom goes shopping tomorrow, have her bring you home a yellow and white package of Kellogg's Sugar Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front. Now, let's listen to our little song. And why don't you join in?
Yippee! Sugar Pops!
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Ask Mom and Dad to be around later in the show today, because we got a message of special interest for them. Now, back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had been called by Bessie Dean to join the battle over the Muroc County seat. But by the time they arrived, things had gotten out of hand. Digby Dean had set off for Dry Lake to steal the county records back. Now looking for Digby.
Bill, Dry Lake looks all done out for a celebration.
Sure does, Jingles. Now keep your eyes open for signs of Digby Dean or his wagon.
Yeah, Miss Dean said he was driving a red buckboard hitched behind a roan mare, didn't she?
That's right. I don't see it, though. Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker. What are we stopping here for, Bill?
Thought we might ask some questions, partner.
A lot of good that's going to do. Who's going to answer them for you?
Maybe a gent by the name of King Granite. Stand, Buckshot.
King Granite? Bill, that's the hop-toed Bessie said done all the dirty work. Only answer he'll give you will be with a smoking six gun.
You'll have to take that chance, partner. Come on now.
Oh, now, Bill, who cares who gets the county seat of Muroc County anyway?
What's that you said, stranger?
Huh?
What's that you said about the county seat?
No, nothing. I just said, who wants a county seat? Ain't much good to sit in. I'd rather have a chair.
Oh, a wiseacre, huh?
Just a minute, mister. My partner didn't mean no harm. Maybe you can help us find somebody.
Maybe. Maybe not. Depends on who you're looking for.
King Granite. Know where we can locate him?
What do you want with Granite?
Now that just happens to be our business.
We'd just like to talk to him.
Well, you ain't gonna talk to him, see? I saw you ride in from Carterville way, and you can just get your cayuses and ride back the same way.
Not until I get what I came after.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe this is what you came after.
Watch it, Bill!
I got it, Jingle. Looks like Granite you out here to stop strangers.
That's right. And that's just what I'm doing.
Sorry to change your mind.
Ooh-wee. You sure put him away, Bill. He ain't good for nothing but a doorstop now.
Hey, what's going on out here?
Oh, more people asking more questions.
Yeah, and one of you had better come up with an answer quick.
Now, there's no need reaching for your six gun, mister. We're not looking for trouble.
No, but it keeps cropping up on us like ants around a honeycomb.
Well, you're going to have more of it unless you talk mighty fast.
We just asked this gent here where we could find King Granite, and he started to go. He couldn't finish, that's all.
Yeah, maybe you could tell us where we could find Granite.
You're looking at him. I'm Granite. Who are you?
My name's Hickok. This is my partner, Jingles.
Well, howdy, I think.
Your first handle, Wild Bill?
You got it figured right, and on your first guess, too.
Well, come on in, Marshal. Muck just made a mistake in stopping you and your deputy.
Seemed that way to me, too, Granite.
Sure did, and he's going to be right sorry about it when he wakes up.
Yeah, well, we've been expecting some trouble from those sidewinders down to Carterville, and I didn't want him surprising us. Sit down, gents.
Well, thank you.
Now, what can I do for you, Marshal?
It just so happens we're interested in this Carterville business, too, Granite.
What's call you got to come nosing into this, Hickok?
Where the law's concerned, you'll find me, I reckon.
That's fair enough. But nobody's breaking the law here.
I'm not so sure about that. When I am, I'll be on my way.
Well, I'll help you all I can.
Then where's Digby Dean?
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do, Granite. We know Dean left Carterville early tonight, headed this way, and we also know you made threats against those people today.
Oh, now, Marshal, you've been listening to a lot of hogwash. I'm a peaceful, law-abiding citizen. Ask anybody in Dry Lake.
Yeah, anybody in Dry Lake.
Now, what do you mean by that?
He means just this. If I find any harm has come to Digby Dean, you'll pay for it, Granite. Come on, Jingle.
Oh, hold on, Marshal. Where you going?
To look around your town, and you better sit here and hope I don't find what I'm looking for.
Help yourself, Hickok. But you better think twice before you come looking for me. I've got a lot of friends in Dry Lake that make me right hard to get to.
Yeah, we met one of them, Granite. And you know where he wound up. Here he comes now to cry on your shoulder.
Come on, Jingles. So long, Granite.
Muck. Muck, you mallet head. What'd you have to tie into Wild Bill Hickok for?
Hickok?
Yeah, Hickok. Now you got him gunning for us.
Boss, I didn't know.
Cut the guff. We'll round up the boys and spread them all over town. I want to know everything Hickok does. And if he starts to go into my livery stable, cut him down. Fast.
Bill, we've been all over this town and didn't find a thing.
Not quite all over, Jingles.
Well, where are we going now?
I saw a livery stable down at the end of the street with King Granite's name painted on it.
Well, that's nothing. His name's on everything in this burg.
Well, we'll have a look in that livery stable this round. It's a good place to hide a red wagon and a strange horse.
Yeah, and they might even have Digby Dean tied up in there, too. But if they do, I'll bet there's guards with him.
Well, we'll soon find out. Here it is. Who, Buckshot?
Ooh, Joker.
Now keep your eyes open, Jingles. So far, they've let us alone. But if we get close to anything...
Hey, Bill... They not only might, they did.
Keep down, Jingles. Run for the barn.
Thank goodness it's dark.
Yeah. If we can get inside here. It's locked.
Now, what would a livery stable be doing all locked up, especially when we want to get in so bad?
That makes me even more curious, Jingles.
Here. See, here's the rock. Break the lock off, Bill. And hurry!
That does it. Come on, inside quick.
Whee, it's dark as the inside of my saddlebags.
Hey, boss! They went in the livery stable.
Yellow lady, Gray,
I told you
to cut him down.
We tried, but we missed.
Somebody ain't happy about us being in here, Bill.
Maybe that means we stumbled onto something, Dingle.
Bill, I hear something.
Yeah, I do, too. Over this way, I think.
Bill, what is it?
Not a what, it's a who. Light a match.
Yeah, a match. Oh, here's one. There, Bill.
That's right, partner. My guess is it's Digby Dean. Now, just a minute, mister. I'll have that gag off. Cut those ties on his legs and arms, Jingles.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. They tied... Wait. Who are you?
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. That's who. Oh, doggone it, the match went out.
Are you Digby Dean?
Oh, yes, and I made a mess of the whole thing. Bessie won't be proud of me at all.
How'd they catch you?
Well, I pulled my wagon up behind the courthouse here in Dry Lake and sneaked in the back door. I went in and found the records of the county.
Yeah, you got plenty of sand at that, Digby.
Yeah, thank you. And, Mr. Hickok, they tried to alter the records to show that the vote was for Dry Lake to be the county seat of Muir County.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, from what's happened tonight, I figure Carterville's in the right.
Yeah, but right now we're in the soup. How are we going to get out of here?
Hey, I hear them coming, Mr. Hickok.
They'll get our horses, Bill.
Is your buckboard in here, Digby?
Yeah, still hitched up.
Then we'll have to work fast.
Well, what are we going to do, Bill?
I'll take Buckshot and Joker and lead Granite and his men on a wild goose chase.
And leave us here?
That's right. When they take out after me, you and Digby take the buckboard to the courthouse and get those records.
Then what?
Well, I'll try to meet you there. But if I miss, you head for Carterville as fast as you can.
You bet we will, Mr. Hickok.
Now give me time to lead them out of town. Good luck, partner.
Good luck yourself, Bill.
Good boy, Buckshot. Easy there. Here, Joker. That's it. Now, Buckshot, we've got a job to do. Go, boy. Hi, Buckshot. Hi!
There they go, boy!
Chance. Come on.
Wild Bill sure fooled him.
He sure did. Took them all with him. We're all alone now.
We are.
Sure we are.
Then what are we whispering for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't need to whisper. Come on. Let's get that wagon and get to the courthouse pronto.
That's it, Buckshot boy. We'll give Jingles and Digby plenty of time. Might shoot a little to keep Granite's men interested. That'll keep them coming. Now we'll give them a slip. Oh, in the bushes, Buckshot. Come on, Joker. Ooh, Buckshot. Ooh, boy. Ooh, Joker. Get around now, out of sight. Moon's coming out. Don't want them to see us. Stand there now. Let's watch them go by. All right, Buckshot. Hey, wait a minute. King Granite wasn't with him. Looks like we got trouble, boy. Come on, Joker. Get back to town and fast.
Hi, Buckshot. Hi!
Right in this way, Jingles. It's your back door.
Yeah, but we'd better be quiet just in case.
Jingle, somebody's in here.
There's a horse out front. Hands up, whoever you are. Get him, Digby.
No, don't shoot.
Oh, Jingles, it's Bessie.
Digby. Digby, that's your voice. Is that you?
Now, who else would be using his voice, ma'am?
Bessie, what are you doing here?
I came to find you, Digby. I came straight here. Oh, bother, I can't talk in the dark. Wait, I'll light a lamp.
Now, I don't think I'd do that, ma'am. Somebody might see.
Who's to see? Everybody rode out of town lickety-cut just as I rode in. There, now I can see the top. What are you laughing at, young man?
Oh, you sure are cute, ma'am.
Oh, well, thank you. Digby, are you all right?
Yes, Bessie, we just come for the records.
Oh!
So you came for the records. Now, ain't that funny?
It's King Granite, Digby. He's got a gun.
Granite? Now, how'd you... Why, I thought that you... No, doggone it anyway.
You thought Hickok's trick had fooled me too, huh? Well, big boy, that's just your tough luck. Hickok ain't the only one with tricks. You're going to find that out right now.
Now, here's that important message I told you about earlier in the show. Last time you were at your grocer's, you probably noticed the signs he had announcing that September is National Better Breakfast Month. And maybe you saw the chart showing what makes up a good, substantial breakfast. Well, if you did, you saw that one of the essential parts of a nourishing breakfast is a cereal. Yeah, a cereal should be an important part of all our breakfasts. A cereal like Kellogg Sugar Pops. They're not only good tasting, but they're good for you, too. Supplying much of the energy that all of us need to work better, to play better, to live better. So make Kellogg Sugar Pops a big part of your breakfast program. Start tomorrow to live better with a cereal breakfast. A breakfast of a cereal with a sweetening already on it Kellogg Sugar Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
See that a package of Kellogg's Sugar Pops is on your family shopping list and start to live better with a cereal breakfast.
Jingles and Digby Dean, following Bill's instructions, entered the Dry Lake Courthouse to get the county records. But they were surprised to find Bessie Dean there ahead of them. Then all three were surprised by King Granite, who burst through the door with a gun in his hand.
King Granite, you will come to no good. I know now why you wanted those county records.
Yeah, you changed the record of the vote to make it look like Dry Lake won instead of Carterville.
He did more than that.
He did? What?
He changed the records to show some of the government land is belonging to him and his cutthroat gunslingers. That's what.
Now, it's too bad you found that out, Miss Dean.
Yeah, too bad for you, Granite. I arrest you in the name of the law.
You forget, big boy. I've got the gun, not you.
Oh, yeah. I did. Didn't I? Doggone it. This isn't working out like me and Bill planned it at all.
All right. Get over there against the wall, you two. Miss Dean, you'd better stand out of the way.
No, no. You can't shoot them down without a fighting chance.
That's right, Granite. You can.
Bill, I thought you'd never come.
And you can wish I hadn't, Hickok.
Watch out, Bill!
I've got his gun, Mr. Hickok.
I'll take that gun, lady.
Don't get away from me.
Now, Hickok, if you shoot again, you'll hit her.
Spread out, Jingles.
Gotcha, Bill.
No, stay where you are.
We got him worried, Bill.
Digby, you get out of the way.
No, Bessie, I'm coming in after you. He can't hold you for protection. I'm coming for you, King.
No, Digby, stay back.
Better listen to her, team.
Get back, Digby.
Now, Jingles, no. Miss Dean, get out of
here. We got him, Bill.
You all right, Miss Dean?
Oh, certainly. Let a curl out of place.
You got nothing on me, Hickok.
Oh, yes, we have. Stealing county records.
And falsifying them to steal government property.
Enough to send you to jail for 50 years when the judge gets through with you, Granite.
Yeah, and we have Mr. Hickok to thank for giving the county seat back to Carterville, Bessie.
Yes, we do, Digby. But you were real daring to come and try and get it back all by yourself.
That's right, Digby. It took plenty of sand.
Yeah, it sure did. He almost got us all shot up over that little old business of a county seat. And for what? Like I said before, what's good of having a county seat going to do you if you can't sit in it?
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Andy and I'll be back with you again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy, with a story of some real shenanigans and gunfighting going on in one family. We call it a letter of warning.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Cliff Arquette, Jim Nusser, and Frank Gerstle. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok reads A Letter of Warning. Now, this is Charles Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @otrwesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.